I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan is making great strides to better itself, but the work that needs to make that stick requires a paradigm shift, and a ministry will tell us why. Plus, there's a ministry in northern Haiti that's meeting a unique need in Haiti. We'll tell you more about that in a minute. But first, the United Nations wants the U.S. to remove Sudan from its terrorism list. In fact, the Secretary General said it was time to mobilize international support to help Sudan overcome its challenges. Wycliffe Associates' main mission is to provide access to God's Word, and as a ministry that's adapted to the test of persecution in Sudan, it's meant introducing portable Bible translation equipment. So while this announcement sounds like progress, President Bruce Smith says tribalism in Sudan is a tough mindset to change.
Within the country, you have lots of different factions that are vying for their own survival and their own place in the nation.
The removal of the dictator is just one piece of the puzzle, but it's a step in the right direction.
We really believe that the truth of Scripture is the only light that's going to dispel the darkness. We believe that the Bible has the power to change people's hearts from the inside out and supersede all of these generations of strife and violence that have gone on between these different tribal groups over the years.
Pray for the impact of God's word among the Sudanese.
The political and economic movements that are going on in the world have an impact on the progress of the gospel. We can see them either as threats or as opportunities, and God uses all of these things and redeems them in ways that we often can't anticipate.
Meanwhile, protests in Iraq haven't stopped since the new prime minister was appointed at the start of the month. Anti-government protesters say Prime Minister Mohammed Taufik Alawi is just more of the same and unlikely to bring significant positive change to the country. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says another group is also wary of this new appointment, Iraq's Christians.
When government changes hands, new leaders come to power, there's new areas of emphasis. The Christians watch that and say, okay, what is this going to mean for us? How is this new leader going to respond to the needs of the Christian community?
Iraq is ranked as the 15th worst country to be a Christian on Open Doors World Watch list. So it's understandable that many believers flee Iraq and seek asylum status in other countries. Nettleton says he spoke with a pastor in Iraq about the situation for Iraq's believers. And
at the end of our conversation, I said, I'm going back to the United States. How can we pray for Christians in Iraq? And his first prayer request, without a pause, he said, pray that God will call them specifically to stay here because we need Christians in this country. We need a lighthouse. We need people who are sharing the gospel.
Please join VOM in praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Iraq and for a courageous gospel witness. And finally, 15 children died in an orphanage fire in Haiti last Thursday. This tragedy highlights the constant danger posed to Haitians by fire and burns. For Haiti with Love runs the only free burn clinic in the country, serving almost 600 patients in January alone. Eva DeHart says,
because with the living conditions down there, a burn opens your body to outside germs and possible infections. And the more the burn, of course, the more the exposure, and the more likely it is that without treatment it would be fatal.
And as they heal burn victims, the workers in the clinic share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That is the best topic for keeping their mind off of what is happening to them. And particularly if it happens to be self-inflicted injuries by someone who was involved in voodoo, because it's very easy to talk about a loving Lord who does not require you to do those things to show your faithfulness to Him.
DeHart doesn't want to turn anyone away from the clinic, but it's impossible to predict how many will need care. Consider supporting the work of the ministry and pray that patients would embrace Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.